USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the State of the Union is much improved from where it was in the depths of the pandemic after he took office.
Remember the fear, record losses, remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind.
Biden touted his administration's efforts to pull the U.S. economy out of the COVID slump. He says he plans to continue that.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt offered the GOP rebuttal Thursday night.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed in a hasty pullout from Afghanistan. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill. This development follows the unanimous advancement of a bill by the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday. The bill proposes that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, must either divest from the app or face a ban in the United States. Lawmakers express concerns that the Chinese government could potentially access the personal data of American TikTok users.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. to deliver the news Thursday. He says Sweden is a NATO ally for good.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials. A New York judge is rejecting Donald Trump's bid to delay paying more than $83 million to writer E. Jean Carroll in a defamation case. Trump had asked the judge to delay the judgment from taking effect until after a ruling on the former president's motions to throw the case out. The decision leaves Trump with just 3 days to pay or post a bond for the entire $83.3 million judgment. Parents are being urged to store medications and supplements safely. USA's John Schaefer with more.
The CDC reports a recent surge in unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin. Between 2019 and 2022, almost 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments due to accidental ingestion of melatonin. Researchers note an increase in adult melatonin use, which often lacks child-resistant packaging.
United Airlines is planning to reduce its pilot hiring pace. United says its decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.